It's called Let's Keep the Flames of Hope Alive. Never let the fires die. Let's keep the flames of hope alive. And never let the fires die. Take the lie of the lie.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Steve. How's it going?
It is the year of Declaration. 1984, 40 years since Declaration was released.
40 years!
That's right, 40 years since Declaration was released. And so we're spending the year, hopefully, going through every song on Declaration, one at a time, one a month. And we already did Declaration, which was kind of a short test podcast. And now we're going to do Marching On, the second song on Declaration.
You know what we should do? Let's introduce Marching On by reading a little bit about it, Steve.
Okay, yeah. So we didn't really do much research or anything for the last one.
No.
It's kind of we did it off the cuff for our birthday.
It's what we knew.
Trying to get something started. But this time we will go to the alarmarchive.com.
Which is something we started on my AOL account how many years ago?
That's right. We started the Alarm Archive on your AOL account in, I think, 1995?
Yeah, 1995. I think something like that. Or 1996, or 5, yeah.
But this is a new version, and there's some great Alarm fans that have been basically creating a wiki for everything Alarm.
Oh, with incredible stuff in here, too.
And you know, there were a lot of quotes about different particular songs that we had collected over the years, and a lot of them have been collected into the Alarm Archive. There's a couple great quotes from Mike Peters about what Marching On is about, and I think I'll read them right now. Okay, this is from the Alarm Archive. This is no secret that I'm reading directly from the website, but the case is, I helped put a lot of this together, and a lot of it's from the old website, was thealarm.com. So I don't think I'm doing anyone a by using the stuff that we created back in the day.
Right. Right.
Okay.
No injustices here.
All right. So first, Marching On. Marching On, and this is Mike Peters going track by track in Boston Rock magazine for 1984. He says, Marching On, the only track repeated from last year's EP. We recorded this live in the studio, just belting it out because we needed a really good version. It's the only nod we make to our past, and since the album is 50 minutes long, we thought we could justify re-recording a song we had already done. So
basically, they squeezed every second they could out of that album.
Yes, yes. Recorded live in the studio, which I actually, you know, I that doesn't seem like it when you listen to it. It seems like it's been edited, but I mean, obviously edited and produced and stuff. But maybe all the instruments were recorded live.
The first bass take is just completely live, and then maybe they added to it.
So that's the original version. Most people in America who heard Declaration for the first time. Heard 68 Guns, bought Declaration, which came out, I believe, sometime, it's in February. I think it's February 14th, 1984, so we're still a little bit before that while we're recording. We'll probably release this on the album release day. Probably heard this version, and I think, let me share the screen, and let's listen to a little bit of it, okay?
Sounds good.
So that's the album version, and it sounds super clean to me, the album version.
Absolutely. It's just this great opening after Declaration. Just comes in, and you're just like ready for a battle. Not an ogre battle like Queen, but like a battle. Like I'm ready for a concert battle. I like Ogre Battle by Queen, but
I think that yeah, I mean, what I think about this song, and I want to play a little bit more of it in a sec. It's a great opening, but one of the things that really strikes me about Marching On is that it is sort of the quintessential alarm song, in that
it is.
If you listen to it, it doesn't. People say the alarms sound like the Clash or something at the time, or U2. But I think you would be hard pressed to find any Clash or U2 song that sounds like this song. This song is alarm through and through, in a way that like, I think that when people, I'm not sure that anyone specifically, maybe some people, but I don't think that a lot of people would say that Marching On is their favorite alarm song. It could be, but I think a lot of people's like 68 Guns and there's, you know, We Are the Light, all the other songs. But I think if you think about a song that is quintessentially the alarm, it is this one, because it doesn't sound like anyone else, but it sounds like, if I think about what I would like the alarm to sound again like, if they ever could, it would be this right here.
And I'll tell you exactly the part that I think they should sound like. When there's a little guitar part, sort of a bridge that goes.
Let's see if we can find that.
I think it may be the bass. It's like the stuff that's added that you get in that you get from having multiple creative people in a band. You can't see it in
So there's kind of like the verse, right?
Right.
Ending with these are the kids that are powerless. And I think that really sounds like, you know, again, kind of quintessential alarm, you know, talking about the youth of the day at the time, trying to get kids together to do something positive. So did you hear your little bit in there that you were talking about?
No, it's in the beginning, actually, but it's in the first 20 seconds. It doesn't matter because it's throughout the song, but the first 20 seconds you hear it. And it's, to me, it's a quintessential like piece of declaration that shows up in almost every song, not the same part, but the quality of this recording and this mix and what they were doing in the studio as this first record, wanting to get all their ideas out. And I'd have to pick it out and play it for you. But if you play the first 20 seconds
again,
exactly where it is.
Okay. Let's play it again. I'm going to share it. Am I still sharing?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Ready?
Listen.
That bit right there. Yes.
It's quintessential.
That's also, by the way,
that's not the Clash or U2.
No, but it is. It does sound a little bit like Boston, and it is
don't
also
care.
Yeah. I know. I don't care either. That's my favorite part of More Than a Feeling by Boston is that little bit right there, and
maybe that's why I like it so much.
Yeah, I think it is why you like Boston More Than a Feeling so much.
No, because, I think it's why I like this song so much. Oh, I do like Boston More Than a Feeling.
But I want to play the chorus first, okay?
Oh, okay. The quintessential alarm song.
Yeah.
It is the song.
It's the song, right? I mean, it kind of is the song if it was missing in a show these days, like, you don't notice it, but I think you would have it, it's one of my favorite songs, but I'd never say it was my favorite song.
Right.
But it embodies everything that I think of when I want a new alarm song. I want it to sound like this.
I want to have some part of Marching On in it somehow.
So go ahead and read what Mike wrote at Alarm 2000 about this song.
In the Alarm 2000, Mike wrote this: another of the earliest alarm songs written in North Wales, lyrically inspired by the urban uprising in Toxteth, Liverpool. And then it's the producer listed is Ari Sentis. Oh, sorry, which is actually Steve Tannant.
Who?
Steve Tannant was the man who signed the alarm to IRS. And Harry Mulkowski, who worked for IRS, also took early photographs. that were included in the record sleeve. Now, that part's not as important as this part. Ian Wilson brought a graphic artist, Robert Olson, Sarah Jane Olson's brother, to see us play in London with a view to creating a record sleeve for the Marching On single. Robert went away with the lyrics to our songs in mind. He was particularly struck by War and titles like Marching On and 68 Guns, Third Light, etc., and came back to us a few days later with the artwork for an exploding red poppy. It was later used in some shape or form on every record sleeve we ever produced, was taken to heart by our fans all over the world, and became the centerpiece of many of our stage productions and videos. Mike Peters, Alarm 2000.
Yeah, and that's written about the 1982 recording.
So the poppy and Marching On are the quintessential Alarm. They go together. It's not everyone's, it's the glue that binds it together.
Right, it's the glue that binds it together. So this is also happens to be one of the Alarm's first songs they ever recorded. And there is a bootleg of the Alarm from June 30th, 1981 called Live at the Stables. It's, I think, their second or third show ever.
Wow.
On the bootleg, this is the track listing, just so you know. Shout to the Devil, Marching On, Third Light, Across the Border, Mr. Jones, which is never recorded, Up for Murder, Second Generation, Unsafe Building, 68 Guns. So, wow. So this is literally when the Alarm started. Marching On was one of their first songs that they had written for the band. And let's listen to a little bit of that first version, because it's markedly different.
What's your point in living?
So, do you notice anything interesting about that to start out
with?
It
sounds like they're not playing with any amps. And there's a different version of Declaration, if you really want to call it that, at the beginning.
Declaration. Yeah.
Well, they say something before the song.
It's almost like, yes, I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Yeah, it's a kind of a different first version of what Declaration would be, right? But except it's that tiny little thing at the beginning.
Right.
And also, it doesn't sound like it's Mike Peters singing. So tell me if it sounds to you like Eddie McDonald. I don't know if it is or not, but it kind of, I think it's up a little bit too loud to the up and down. But here, listen to it a little bit more and tell me who you think this is. Does it sound like Eddie to you?
It sounds like Eddie, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was Mike, because all their voices are a little higher back then than they are now, and they became. So they're just little tykes at this time.
They're just tiny little tykes.
So
I do agree with you that there are times when in these old recordings where I think I'm hearing Eddie and it's Mike. It's just because Mike hadn't really formed as a singer yet. For real.
I would guess that Mike's playing bass on this, though, if there's any bass, because I don't know if there's any yet in this show, but he would be playing bass at this time, probably.
Yeah, you're right. I think he would be playing bass at this time. You're right about that. So you notice that the lyrics were completely different than in any of the verses. So the beginning is kind of its own little declaration. The verse is different. And then let's hear what the chorus sounds like.
Sounds a little like slam dance punk rock, I have to tell you.
You're referring to our one
song. I'm referring to our one song. Sounds a little bit like Marching On.
I don't know if that's true, Jeff.
We recorded that live too, and anyway. So I know there's other versions of this because
I have many more, and I think the one that you were referring to though is
it was on something this size, Steve. It was on something this sized. Well, I'm just saying that's the one you asked what I was waiting for. That's the one I was waiting for.
Okay. The single. Well, this is not it. This is the one from the actual single. And remember, in this version, there was no declaration before it at all.
Right.
That's a fully, almost fully realized version, just with different instrumentation. It had that little thing you like at the beginning, but not quite as well played.
It was arranged well, but it didn't sound exactly like Boston this time.
No, but I know that I know a lot of people like this is their favorite version of this song.
Is the single version,
the single version, which also ended up on the EP, on the American EP.
Right.
So I think the chorus is a little bit different. I'm going to skip over to the chorus and let's listen to that. I think at about 49 seconds. Okay, ready? It's not that much different than the original. I mean, sorry,
yeah, but the album version is that sounds a little bigger.
No, the album version is bigger. I mean, there are people who just like, I think there are people who just like this sound, like the sound of the band at this time before they were recording.
The EP sound.
Because a lot of people don't like the production of Declaration. I'm not one of them, actually. I disagree. I think I love the production of Declaration.
We came to Declaration before we had the Stand EP.
Yeah,
we had heard the song. We had heard the song, and we hoped the song was on Declaration. It wasn't the Stand. It wasn't. It was just the
Stand on the Prophecy EP, is what it's called, Jeff.
Stand the Prophecy. You're right. On the EP, you got five EP. Burning slick pieces of acoustic punk rock, and Declaration is not exactly that. Right.
No,
so
not.
If you went from that to that, you're not going to get the exact same thing. No. I think to me it is. But
all of these, all of the songs on the Declaration here have a little bit of space in between. There's a little bit more space in there in between the songs are a little, tiny bit slower. There's a little more space, and there's a little bit. The instruments are a little bit separated. I don't know if any of that makes any sense, but that's kind of how it is compared to the acoustic punk they were playing before.
Made to fit on American radio.
And it worked, at least in American alternative radio, right?
Right.
So here is another live version. This is from the King Biscuit Flower Hour CD, which was a live recording of The Alarm that was done at the Paradise Theater, May 1983, which I believe is like really early when this is like when The Alarm first came to America. Maybe that date is wrong, but I think it's close. So let's open with preview and let's listen a little bit of this. Let me share it with you.
With The Alarm, this song's called Marching On.
You got that part, and then let's quickly go over to 45 seconds and hear the chorus. So right there, did you actually hear the bass on that song?
Yeah.
So I do. Someone's playing bass. I think Eddie's now actually playing bass.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, it's sort of a distinct, more of a distinctive sound.
But I think what I noticed from that one is that the song is slowed down a bit. It's actually closer to the album version, which would come out in 1984. You can hear it's kind of they slowed it a bit. It's they're working on it at this point.
How much of it they're recording at this time, right? So possibly
They're possibly in the midst of just about to record or getting ready to record. I mean they're gonna record 68 Guns soon. So let's go to the next one that I've got here, which is This is September 1983, right after 68 Guns came out, and this is recorded at my father's place on Long Island. This is different. This was released as a single on. This is what you were describing before.
CD3.
This is the little CD3 that it came out there, and then it came out on like a CD5, and then it ended up on the Alarm 2000 collection. But other than that, for a while, this was the hardest Alarm song to find. This live version of Marching On from My Father's Place in 1983. So let's listen. The hardest. Actual release track to find.
Hey boy, give me a hand up in the air. And you over there, girl, hand in the air. And you over there, boy, put him up, come on. Give me that hands and that hands and that hands. And that one over there, and that one over there. I want to see you in the back, boy. Hands in the air now, come on. It's no time.
All right, we'll stop it there because
that's 20 seconds.
Yeah, that's actually 28 seconds, but there's no music going, so it doesn't.
Yeah, so but you know what? That was my favorite recording of that ever.
I love Mike is there just. I mean, I know that people are responding well to the Alarm because they did in New York and Los Angeles and Boston. So people are putting their hands in the air. This is not like Mike begging people to put their hands in the air. They're doing it. He's actually performing. This is a performant thing. He knows they're being recorded, and he wants people to know what's actually going on.
This is Mr. Peters the showman showing up for one of the first times.
That's right. Okay, so let's listen to the beginning of this. Okay, is it obvious to you that they have arranged the album version at this point?
Right.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like the album version. It's obvious that they've arranged it and they're moving towards record. They've either recorded it or they were recorded in the summer there, I think. So they're either on their way to recording or they have recorded it. And now, they're ready to share with the world what Marching On is going to be on album. But now we'll go to the fifth one, which is from December 13th, 1983, also at the Boston Paradise. And am I still sharing? Oh, yeah, I'm still sharing.
You are. You're sharing.
And this is going to sound, this is going to be, I don't know. I can't remember what it sounds like. It sounds a lot like the last one, I think, but it's a good recording. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, we got that, and we're going to go in a little bit more to listen to the chorus.
It's there. It's the album version just played live, basically now.
Yeah, so the album it's a little slow. It's the same speed as the album version, right? The instruments are different, but you can hear it's tighter now. Like there in the one from earlier in May, you notice that you could hear the bass kind of separated.
Right.
Here it's all sort of sounding together. Like they've been in the studio pounding this thing out. To make it sound good.
It's tighter. They're tighter as a unit. So the bass drum, the bass on the guitars and the actual bass guitar all sound as one unit now.
Exactly.
Okay. Actually, honestly, I don't mind when they don't sound like one unit, like in general, because it kind of gives it sort of a different beat.
But this sounds like The Who or something with Entwistle.
Yeah, exactly. But, with John Entwistle going off on a space.
But it depends. And in a song like this, it kind of sounds good that it's all one unit.
It has to, because there's no real lead electric guitar. So you have to have the various units playing together, because then you get one danceable beat rather than disparate.
But I mean, let's be honest. As we listen to, so I'll share it now. It says this Live 85 Boston on Spotify. Let's go!
Well, there's a young boy standing, staring at the world. You know he can't control his anger. You can't see it in his eyes. Smash the window.
Okay, I see that there are. I mean, there are other live versions, but I think after 1985, Declaration Marching On kind of took a back seat, if they were even played. Sometimes they were played, sometimes they weren't. It really depended on the show. But his strength and Eye of the Hurricane came out. They really took a back seat. I couldn't even find it. It's not on the the recording of the right. Final Brixton Academy show. But what I did find was that by 1995, Mike had started playing alarm songs again, and he recorded the acoustic version. If you remember the acoustic version.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's a pretty good version, and I haven't listened to this in a long time.
Right.
Well, there's a young boy standing, staring at the world. You know he can't control his anger. You can't see it in his eyes.
All right, so that's the beginning. It sounds like he's got the full essence of the song there.
Yeah.
Watching on, hear our sound, hear our voice. We're growing stronger, marching on. We're not alone, and keeping on. We're marching on.
So, you know, what strikes me about listening to this acoustic version is something that Mike had told everybody. He started talking about this about 20 years ago, about how the difference between when he saw the songwriting between The Alarm and U2 was that Alarm songs could be played on an acoustic guitar, and U2 right. songs couldn't, because a lot of them were, not all of them, but a lot of them were constructed in the studio. And he proved that with these acoustic versions of songs. When you listen to him play acoustic now, even at the thing we just went to, in November, whenever we went to go mm-hmm. see him out here, and he's playing his one-man band, I'm literally... You know, you can close your eyes and pretend like the whole band is on stage. I mean, you get the same sort of feeling that you did from the full band playing. Don't get me wrong, it's not like the full band is playing. I still would love to see the full band play. But, like, there's the essence of the song comes out, because it turns out they're just pretty good songs. And they're also – it's also right. unique. Like, Marching On is not a song that you could point to anyone else, I think, in the world and say it sounds like them.
Nope.
It's – completely, it's quintessential Alarm. Like you said, it's get off your butt and do something. Quintessential Alarm, like we would want the Alarm to sound, but not exactly this song. I don't know how to say it right. better than
it's not. It's put it this way: when you think of the Alarm yourself, and you think of Declaration, you're like, oh, 68 Guns and Blaze of Glory, or whatever, right? So for some reason, you're not thinking Marching On. But that is the song you're thinking of.
It is the song, because when I listen to 68 Guns on its own or Blaze of Glory on its own, I'm like, they're very interesting songs on their own, but they don't necessarily sound like Declaration the way this song does.
The way the song does, right.
Yes.
Exactly. It includes all the parts. I don't know exactly. It's like the aggregate song.
Yes. It's like the aggregate. It's like everything that was... that was the Alarm at the time is sort of enveloped, or everything that led up to this version of the Alarm was sort of stuck right. in a song. And it's interesting that it's also one of the first songs that they recorded too. It doesn't, but the thing is Marching On doesn't get a lot of, I don't think it gets a lot of, it doesn't get a lot of love. I mean, people love it, but it's never, it's not like the song that people pull out and say it's not like, maybe some people say it's their favorite song, but I've never thought it was my favorite song, but it certainly is there wouldn't be the alarm without this song.
Nope.
Because it is quintessential. Exactly. It is the alarm. Now let's listen to this next one, which I think is interesting. A little bit of a surprise.
Okay.
I don't want to tell you what it is. Tell me what you think it is.
There's a young boy standing, staring at the world.
Okay, that's the first part, and let's get to the chorus. Okay, so tell me, guess, where do you think that's from?
Is that like a Steve Grantley era recording of that song?
No, it is not. That is Bands Reunited. That's the last time the full alarm ever
really
played the song. Yep.
And the wow. Okay. Well, that means that must be similar to how it was sounding at Brixton, maybe.
Yeah, I guess. Because... I mean, it's literally like it. You know, I think about it now because it's more than 20 years after Bands Reunited, which was 12 years after the alarm broke up. But right. I'm thinking 12 years ago. You know, now how old I am now and how I feel about life. Like probably something from 12 years ago, I could have just picked up and done right now as if it was yesterday, right, as opposed right. to. Oh. 20 years ago, right? So when I think about it, I'm like, yeah, they probably did just come in, practice, got right back into it, and started playing as if it was another alarm show. And it sounds really good, actually.
That does sound really good. That's why I was thinking, wow, it sounds like a band that's been practicing a lot and it's modern. Maybe it was for one of the shows with Craig Adams and Steve Grantley or whatever, but it's not.
Let's listen to the last 20 seconds of this one.
Sounds good.
Still sounds really good. I mean, that sounds like a live band that's been practicing. That doesn't sound like a band who hasn't played together in 12 years.
No, this is no Motels Reunited.
No. So I got one more here.
Actually, I don't know if the Motels Reunited, and I shouldn't have said that.
No, you do. I got one more here. This is from the Declaration 30th Anniversary Edition, where Mike Peters re-recorded the song. So this is a brand new interpretation of what Marching On could be by Mike Peters from 2014.
There's a young boy standing, staring at the world.
All right, so there's your beginning. And I'll say this, I like it a lot. I kind of wish this was a new song because it's great.
Yeah. You know what? That sounds like something off of Who Are You?
A little bit, Jeff. But let's listen to the chorus. If this may be the chorus, let's find out.
Don't say you haven't been told, and we'll go marching on. Hear our sound, hear our voice, we're growing stronger, marching on. We're not alone in keeping on, we're marching on.
I love the little electronic piece there where Mike was trying to do something different. But I'm glad he's returned to playing the song like the original version. Because
I want him to take all those ideas he has and put them into new songs.
We've been recording this, but I think, you know, I think what we didn't really do, and we did it with that last one, but I would like to hear the ending. Which ending of Marching On would you like to hear? Which version that we played here today do you want to hear the ending of to kind of play us out?
Can it be a live one?
It can be whatever one you want.
Can it be the one from that 3-inch single?
Yeah, that's the My Father's Place.
Yes.
Okay, let's bring that up. So that was fun talking about marching on. I think we established it is, we believe it's the quintessential alarm song from the quintessential Declaration song.
Yes, it is.
And it has all the parts in it that are like the alarm. And it, you know, I enjoy listening to it again. But here is, and you got any final thoughts about marching on, Jeff?
No, but I'll say one thing. Listen to Majority. It's the quintessential song after Declaration.
Sure. It's got all the parts in it. Say.
Anyway.
Okay. This is not about Majority. This is about marching on. Okay. Let's just play it out. That. Ready?
Okay, after we recorded that, I realized that there were a couple more versions of Marching On we wanted to check out. The first one is from the Alarm 2000. This is from the CD Greatest Hits Live. That is the Grantley, James Stevenson, Craig Adams version that Jeff was referring to earlier. Let's listen to the chorus to see how that differs or is similar to what we know of Marching On so far. That. Now I have something else. It's kind of a surprise. I recalled another version of Marching On, a version that has probably not been heard by many people before. About 10 years ago, when Mike Peters was working on the 30th anniversary of Declaration, he came up with a temp track listing for an album that was never released. Instead, he went ahead and did his reimaginings of Declaration for Declaration 2014, or the 30th anniversary. But in the list of songs he sent me, there was a version of Marching On. And it sounds to me like it's the missing link between the live version from the Stables in 1981 and the illegal record single from 1982. This is from a recording session with Bram Tchaikovsky as producer. Bram was a new wave star at the time. He had a recent hit with the song Girl of My Dreams in 1979, and in 1982 he had his own recording studio named The Chapel. Ian Wilson, the Alarm's manager from 1981 to 1987, funded this recording with Tchaikovsky as producer, and it's been lost to time until today. I asked both Mike Peters and Ian Wilson for permission to play a little bit of this version, because it really is a lost version of Marching On. We can't play the whole thing, of course, but here are some relevant bits that show the evolution from the Stables version when the Alarm just started out to the Illegal Records version about a year later. Here is the beginning verse, which is far different from the Declaration album version. Let's listen in.
You can't see it in his eyes. Here's the voice of your mind. You can't hear it as he calls. He's saying, mister, you don't understand us. Take a look at it through our eyes.
All right, so now let's go and hear what the chorus.
These are the people who will wreck you. You better get prepared for the fall.
Here's what Ian Wilson had to say about this version of Marching On when I asked him about it. He said this, "I can hear it today without the overwhelming anxiety that the recorded acoustic guitars did not match the power and energy of the live performances, although Mike's vocal did. The outcome of this session was a pinprick in our balloon in the early months of 1982 and deal making. The anxiety wasn't just mine, it was also the band's too. It was never properly resolved, although the illegal version of Marching On, recorded 6 months later, was more powerful because it was augmented by keyboards, overdubbing, etc. Now we'll take you out with the ending of this lost version." Oh, wow. I love that little voice hook at the end. Amazing. So there you go. That is the lost version of Marching On from a 1982 recording session with Bram Tchaikovsky as producer, one of the first actual recordings that the Alarm created in a studio. Lost to time and only played now with permission from the people involved. Okay. Next time, we're going to tackle Where Were You Hiding When the Storm Broke, and hopefully we'll have a few surprises with that, too. See you then.
It's called Let's Keep the Flames of Hope Alive. Never let the fires die.
Let's keep the flames of hope alive. And never let the fires die. Take the light.